If you need help, call Denny, reads one of the stack of nomination forms suggesting Denny Able as Creston's 2013 Citizen of the Year. From the halls of Greater Regional Medical Center to the VFW, Denny Able is well known as a community volunteer and an advocate for veterans. According to Able, a Vietnam vet, that didn't happen accidentally.
I do what I do because I love my veterans, and that's the biggest part of my life right now is helping veterans and getting them the due that they have coming to them.
But getting started wasn't that easy. Like many vets of his era, being a veteran wasn't always popular, and in some cases, respect and appreciation wasn't always forthcoming.
It started really with the Korean vets. They was treated about as bad as the Vietnam veterans were. None of us really got our due until the first Gulf War. And after they started coming home and the Vietnam veterans and the Korean veterans open arms, hey, here you are and we appreciate what you've done for this country. We didn't get treated that way, as history will tell you. Korean veterans I've talked to feel the same way. Both of the wars, the Korean War and the Vietnam War, were neither one a popular war. Matter of fact, when I got back from Nam and tried to join the VFW, I was told that we wasn't in a war, we was in a conflict. And I made the comment to the commander of the VFW, asking if he had got shot at in World War II, and he said, well, of course we did. I said, so did we, so you tell me the difference. And he couldn't come up with an answer. So I walked away thinking, well, I'll let you come after me the next time. I came the first time. So in 1992, they came and wanted me to join the VFW, and of course, yes, that's great. I'm ready and tried to be involved ever since. I retired in 2004, and I'm dedicating the rest of my life to helping veterans.
He says young veterans today can be hard to reach as they rely on internet social networks for support rather than their fellow veterans. But Abel says the help is there if they need it, in a way only fellow vets can provide it.
It's known that if these people will let it be known that they need help, there is help for them. But it's just like in any other war, you have a different mindset when you come out of a combat zone rather than being a civilian and looking at what's going on. You see your buddies get killed. You see traumatic brain injuries, limbs being lost. This stuff carries in your head forever and ever and ever. And it's tough. And I know I had PTSD for 20 years. And thank God I had a wonderful wife and family support that kept me from going over the deep end. And people need this.
His days are spent helping fellow vets get the medical benefits they need, filing paperwork, and driving vets to the VA in Des Moines or Omaha. He is working with Greater Regional to bring more vet services to the area. He also channels his efforts through the VFW, holding state office, and is the force behind Union County's Freedom Rock. He has rallied volunteer forces throughout the community, amassing cash and in-kind donations to place the rock set to be painted by Ray Sorensen in 2015. He says while many community efforts honor fallen vets, the Freedom Rock honors the living. He helps with those other efforts, too, setting flags for Memorial Day at the cemetery and participating in honor guards here and at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter, an emotional contribution for Abel.
Brings tears to your eyes. It chokes you up. It puts a big lump in your heart because of the people, the families that are left behind, and what their loved one done for the country, and that's why I do it.
As for if you need help, call Denny. Well, Abel has an answer to that.
I hope so. That's what I'm here for. And I hope that the people that need help will call me.
Abel also serves as an information guide at Greater Regional Medical Center, offers support to vets in hospice, and spends time volunteering at the Union County Historical Site. Abel, along with the 2013 Volunteer of the Year and Youth of the Year, will be honored tomorrow night at the Creston Chamber of Commerce annual meeting. Listen in tomorrow for features on the other two recipients. This is Terry Quek-Matzy reporting for KSIB Radio News.